Every lawmaker in Washington, D.C. is about to get a package in the mail as a part of a national protest. No, it's not angry letters from constituents. Instead, they'll each be getting a box of handmade textile squares created with equal parts red and blue materials. It's the result of the Violet protest. That's right, Violet, a project spearheaded by Phoenix textile artist Ann Morton. She spent the last several years rallying makers from around the country to create the work, which until recently was on display at the Phoenix Art Museum. The idea is to send a message to Congress, what Morton calls a soft protest about unity and country over party. Today is the day the dozens of boxes are being loaded up and put in the mail, but I met Morton a few days ago where they were being organized and packaged in a giant empty room in the basement of Park Central Mall. Okay, so Anne, we are in the bowels of Park Central in a room the size of a football field that has mostly been cleared out now, but it's because all of these boxes, which are lined along this entire row, are ready to go. Tell us what we're looking at here.
Well, we are looking at 540 boxes that have 24 or 25 squares each in them for every member of Congress in the Senate and the House.
My goodness. Okay, so we've had you on throughout this process. I got to make a square with you on the show. We've talked to you when you were at the Phoenix Art Museum just a few months ago to display it. And now this is sort of the final stage, right? Like, you're sending these off. First of all, describe these for us. Like, this is red and blue material coming together, and it's symbolic, but what are these like?
Right. So the basis of the project was to put out a call to makers as a protest against political divisiveness using equal parts red and blue, any textile process. It could be knitted, woven, stitched, embroidered, or any combination of those things. And so we ended up getting about 2,200 makers from all over the country, all 50 states in the District of Columbia, even some from Canada. And we ended up with almost 14,000 squares. So So we've divvied those up, and the end goal has always been to send these squares as a form of creative protest to every member of Congress, to just say, we're out here, we're watching, and we really, really care about our country, and that no matter what the decision is in Congress that's before them, which they have a lot to decide, we're asking them to go back to the basics and back to those core values that we teach our kids when they're making these decisions.
You are a textile artist. This was your kind of baby, and it's been a couple of years in the making here. This is a massive undertaking. Why did you want to do this? And have at any point here you said, why did I want to do this?
Oh, yes. I've done other projects using textiles as a tool for engagement. And, you know, this idea really has cooked in my brain way back from like 2016. It just was a way for me to express the way I feel and just put it out there to see how many people might agree or feel the same way. And it turns out that there were quite a few. Of course, this was launched in early 2020 before any of us knew what that meant. So it's really become much more deep and meaningful than even it would have been otherwise. Yeah.
Okay, so let's take a look at, we have one box still open that you're still packing, and this is going to a very well-known Congresswoman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right?
Yes.
Tell us what's in here. What are we looking at?
Well, we have got, let me see, she maybe has 25 squares. This is the list of makers that are actually in the box. There's a brochure, there's a letter from the project, and there's at least four letters from makers all over the country that also wrote to lawmakers. And so all that's included. And we have these wonderful 25 squares, all different techniques. Here's a really cool cross stitch one. Those are all tiny little cross stitches, knitted, just all kinds of techniques, quilted, you know, embroidered.
Woven. I saw some sequins.
Yeah, I see some sequins. I think this uses old neckties.
So I want to ask you about two things here. First of all, when it comes to the makers, so the people who were willing to take time and do this, and so many of them, what did you hear from those people and why they wanted to take part?
Well, I think their sentiments were like me, and I was able to meet with a lot of them via Zoom. That was one silver lining of the pandemic. And so I think they would write me when they sent me in the squares and tell me about their own story. Or one woman heard about the project the day after she lost her mother to COVID-19. And it just was a way for her to work through her grief and healing. She had a family that was divided politically. And a lot of people had families that were politically divided and just saw this as a way, as you know, this is a meditative kind of process, all fiber techniques kind of are. And so the idea is you're working with the red and blue and you're thinking about it and thinking about ways that you yourself can reach across the political divide to that neighbor or family member to kind of heal. Because it's up to all of us, not just the lawmakers.
So that's the other hand of this, right? Like, what do you hope this communicates to these 500-something lawmakers who will get this box, you know, soon, and you hope make some kind of impact? What kind of reaction are you looking for?
Well, there's no specific issue that we're touting here. We're really going back before the issues are considered and asking them to stop and realize the frenzy that they're in Washington, D.C. We understand that. We understand it's a hard job. But we just hope that maybe this might be a way to move someone in a different direction. They might listen a little more in the next meeting they go to. They might be a little bit more open. It's another way for us to voice how we're feeling out here. And so there's no specific action that we expect. We hope that they'll write to us, that they'll take selfies with their squares. We've got a whole list of in our brochure of what they could do with their squares, like frame them or give them out as gifts or awards to their constituents or their staff. We're hoping maybe they hang them in the hall outside their office because their offices are kind of integrated yeah. between a Republican and Democrat. And so there's all kinds of things they can do. We just hope that it touches them to stop and really consider the values that they say they hold dear and act by those.
So you've called it a soft protest, which physically it is, right? Like, it's textiles, so I get that. But there, it's interesting to frame it in protest kind of language. Tell me why you wanted to describe it that way and what that means to you.
You know, many people have said, oh, this should be a traveling exhibition. This should be kept together. And I said, it's a protest. All of us remember the AIDS quilt. And there's been other textile projects that have made their way to Washington. But they've always been displayed kind of outside on the grounds or in the mall or whatever. And I wanted to break through that edifice. And I wanted to send these straight inside and have them confront the lawmakers, as soft as they are, as wonderful as they are, as just a very unique way to say, this is a constituency that's out here, and we cared enough to put, I think we've figured we're at about 65,000 hand hours of labor to do this so that you can understand that we're watching and we care about our country. So it is soft, but it's also a resistance. It's also an act of resistance.
Ann Morton, creator of the Violet Protest, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.